In just a moment, Suspense, starring Douglas Fairbanks, Jr.
Now, let's stop in at Ed Jones for a moment, Billy.
Okay, Dad.
Hello, Ed.
Hello.
How's the world's greatest ignition service station tonight?
I have. Hi, Billy.
Hi.
I'm busy on a couple of cranky ignition jobs. Hey, how's the car running?
Never better. Take a look.
Sure. Glad to.
Hey, Dad, Ed's got his radio on. Is it the Autolight Show?
That's it, Billy. Suspense is my Thursday night special.
Ignition systems, spark plugs, batteries. Ed, you've got everyone in town switching to Autolight.
Billy, your dad's trying to take over the Autolight announcer's chore. Hey, Doug Fairbanks Jr. is on Suspense tonight. You like him, Billy?
Yes, sir. He's a self-starting, smooth-running humdinger. Why, he's got the pep of an Autolight ignition system, a set of spark plugs, and a stay-full battery combined. Uh-oh, here's the show.
Suspense. Autolight and its 60,000 dealers and service stations bring you radio's outstanding theater of thrills. Starring tonight, Mr. Douglas Fairbanks, in a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Today, everybody's switching to Autolight, and tonight, Autolight takes pleasure in presenting
Anton Leder's production of Deep Into Darkness, starring Douglas Fairbanks.
This is a story about fear, and I'm an expert on fear. Me, Ken Matthews. That cheap, broken-down hotel room is as good a place as any to start. It was all I could afford. New York, the city of bright lights, and me, stretched out on a squeaky bed, watching a spot change shape on the ceiling. It's a kind of game to keep a man from going crazy. For 7 years, I watched another spot, changed it into a million shapes, got to know it better than I knew myself. That spot on the ceiling of my cell at Joliet Penitentiary. When it was over, when they were finally ready to let me go back into the world, the warden had something to say to me, some advice.
Matthews, you're leaving us early because of your good behavior record. Now, if I were you, I'd start fresh on the outside. Stay away from Chicago. Go someplace new where they don't know you.
I sort of figured on doing that, warden.
Good. You'll find it easier.
I'd find it easier. I wonder how it is when it's tough. Nobody knew me in New York. Nobody wanted to know me. And as for a job, well, did you ever wash dishes? I washed them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?